The Hideous Creature Show.
Can I get you something?
It's your mofo butter laying me to the bone, jacking me up. Tighten me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side.
What it is, big mama? My mama raised no dummies. I duck her rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
Say,
Chump don't wanna help. Chump don't get the help.
Say, can't hang. Say, seven up.
Jive ass dude don't got no brains in him.
I have the vapors.
The City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Saturday, May 11th, 2013, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Jenny.
And my name is Patrick.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 179. Thank you for coming along and playing fake internet radio with us. Fake internet radio.
On the internet.
I wanted to say something really quick. This is off subject, one I want to talk about, but if I don't say it now, I'll forget. Happy first Mother's Day, Jenny.
Thanks.
Is Mother's Day tomorrow?
Mother's Day is tomorrow. You got to call your mom.
Call your mama.
You forgot. Did you forget?
Well, I didn't forget because it hasn't happened yet, but I forgot that it was tomorrow.
Sherry, he didn't forget.
It wasn't that I forgot. I just wasn't aware that it was.
Mm-hmm.
You had a look on your face like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because I thought it could have been last weekend.
You just call Sherry.
Jenny was the one that told me Easter was.
I didn't realize. Yeah, I didn't. I'd missed Easter. But yeah, call your moms. Call your parents. Call your moms and say, I love you. Even if you're in the shit house with them, even if you're arguing with them, even if you guys aren't getting along at the time, or even if you don't get along, just take a time tomorrow and give her a call. Because I think, oh, we got a text. Is it mom? If that's my mom, I'm gonna shit my pants. But call your moms. I would trade anything in the world if I could just talk to my mom.
Is this show going to be out before tomorrow? Because if it's not, we're fucked.
No, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'll edit it tomorrow, probably. But I wanted to apologize to both of you guys for how extremely hot it is in the room and that we can't open the door.
It is so hot in here.
It is. I don't know where my thermometer went, but it's got to be 90.
Yeah.
Plus.
And the listeners don't know, we can't have fans on while we're recording because the microphones pick up the fans and then it sounds like we're recording in like an airplane hangar.
Yeah, on an airplane.
It sounds like I have to run the computer and hit record and then it's fucked up again because everything sounds up. Yeah.
But I want to apologize because sweet, poor little Mingus, he's got a limp. And I want to keep an eye on him, so he's going to be staying in the room for the next couple days to see if he gets a little better. But
is it really safe for your cat to be using your power strip as a pillow?
He looks so miserable and hot.
Oh, I know.
He's
got his head on the power strip
right
now.
Look how fast he's breathing. He's like panting. He wants to get cool.
It's like he needs to get cool. You should bring him outside.
I'll dip him in some water.
Yeah, cats like that.
He won't. Yeah, cats love that shit, right?
Mm-hmm. They love ice water.
I'll squirt him with a squirt gun or something like mm-hmm. that.
There is no way that anyone in this room could get drunk because you would sweat it out immediately. And it's not even hot. It's like 84 degrees.
No, it's 90 something.
No, and here it is.
Outside. It's not this hot outside.
Oh, no, not at all. But I wanted to apologize. And there's a cat box in the room, too. I had to go buy him a cat box.
I don't smell it.
Yeah, because I throw poo-poos out every day. If there's a poo-poo in there, it does not stay in the room. I immediately huck it.
Immediately?
You huck it out the window in the neighbor's yard?
I throw it out as soon as I see it. As soon as I lock eyes with the poo-poo, I have a little scooper over there.
Hidey-ho! Hidey-ho, everybody! You're not going to throw me out, are you? Why?
But I had to buy a poop with the bin thing. A litter box, mm-hmm. And I had to buy
a poop bin.
A poop bin, place to put your feet.
Had to buy a poop bin for my cat shits.
Went down to Kmart, got me a feline poop bin.
They had poop bins on sale.
And then I went and I got cat kitty litter. And as I'm driving home, I'm like, huh, you know what? I'm gonna want some wine. So I decided, and I didn't buy any wine at the place that I had bought the cat bin and the kitty litter. And realized, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to go to a different store and, you know, buy wine.
You're saying this like, I'm going to go across town and buy a chandelier. Like, fuck it. I'm going to go to another place.
I'm going to go to another store and buy some wine on the way home. So I parked the car. All the windows are down. And the cat bin and the cat litter is sitting in the car. And I'm like, should I roll out the window so nobody steals cat litter? And I'm like, fuck it. Nobody's going to steal cat litter. I go up. I buy a bottle of Tisdale. I'm in the store for 10 minutes. I come down and somebody fucking stole my box of cat litter and I had to rebuy cat litter. They didn't steal the bin, which had built-in cat litter. It was like one of the disposable cat bins. But they stole my fucking cat litter.
That's awful.
And it's the kind that had the pitcher. Okay, this is kind of strange, but I'll go into it.
Was it two scoops?
No, it had a picture of a cat, and he was putting his paw on the cat litter, and there were smell vapors coming off of it.
Yeah, you got to get the smell vapors.
And I was excited to smell the smell vapors. I was going to kind of poke it and give it a smell.
It still smells like cat shit.
But somebody's got my cat litter.
They're enjoying
it? Why did you just not open it? Usually, I've gone shopping with you, and you're like, okay, you can't lock your car anyway. Why don't you just say, oh, I'll throw it in the trunk?
Because I thought that nobody would steal cat litter.
Yeah, really. It's not like it's an iPad.
And then I was thinking,
it's cat litter.
I thought, well, do you think they stole it and tried to return it? Do you think that they are using it to pour on their oil?
Like, oh, thank
spills?
God.
I have a blue car too, and I was
Fluffy
just,
really needs a shit
like,
today.
Fuck you, really. Fuck you, stealing cat litter out of a car.
That's lame.
I've spent American dollars on that I do not have.
Yeah, cat litter's not cheap.
No, well, I got it on sale.
Of course you did.
But fucking A, I haven't bought cat litter in a long time. And that sucks.
Yeah.
I got to roll up my car now if there's anything in there that somebody can grab. I understand it did have a handle on it, so it was kind of...
It was portable. It's your fault. Like, you asked for it.
I did ask for it.
But you were
fuckers.
In the store for a little period of time. You didn't just start, like, do a radius spiral out and find a dude walking around with your cat litter? Because you could have done that.
Holy shit, I didn't even think of that.
Like, and just see him and then get out and be like, you stole my fucking cat litter. Show me the receipt.
No, I kind of...
You sit down when you pee.
I actually forgot to do that. I didn't even think of doing that. I just thought about, I want to get the fuck out of here. That's
call you for a ride because I know you hate driving.
I hate driving.
So I don't call June for rides anymore. This is the first time. Like, you know.
But I should have.
You should have done a McGruff and patrolled the area.
Now I'm actually angry at myself.
Don't be angry.
Speaking of cat litter.
You're a victim.
But wait one sec. I thought about fucking with Mingus and me taking a dump in there. Like, ha-ha. You see that? That's how daddy does it. Show him, like, who's the alpha male in here. Because we're living together now straight for, like, 3 days till he's not limping as much.
He would probably go, like, double bury it. Oh, he's
Are you sure
so
he's not
hot.
You got to bring him outside, man. Just let him walk around or something.
He looks like he's on death's door.
He does.
Buddy, come here.
He's like, oh, I hate you. He's so hot.
I feel bad. But anyway, I wanted to apologize, you guys. I know it's hot, but we'll get through it.
Speaking of cat litter, it was bound to happen. The baby ate cat litter today.
Nice.
We have three cats, so we have two cat boxes. We have one downstairs and one upstairs. And she loves the cats. So she wants to go where they go so bad, and she sees the cats go in there, and she'll just, like, crawl as fast as she can to get to the cat box, and I always grab her, you know, before she can get there. But today I was, I dropped my phone in a cup of coffee today, and my phone died.
Fuck you, Folgers.
So I was upstairs emailing people who would get worried, like my mother, if they sent me a text message and I did not reply.
Right.
So I was emailing
very adult,
like,
by the way.
Hey, my phone is dead. if you need to get a hold of me, you know. And I'm doing this really quick, and I turn around, and Jolene is like ass up in the cat box, and I'm like, no. And she understands no now, and she turns and she just has like cat litter all over her lips. So I don't know how much she ate, but I went over and like tried to dig, you know, do the mom like fish hook dig out of their, like sweep it out of their mouth.
How much was in there?
And I only pulled out one kernel. So I don't know if she swallowed it, but.
She could have swallowed a turd though.
It was all like, I really didn't look away from her for more than, you know, a 45 seconds.
She just beelined for it. You know, she's been wanting to get over there for a while too. She saw an opportunity and just took it. Scoodle, scoodle, all going.
She ate. She also was in the front yard yesterday, and again, I look away for a second, and I hear her go, "Mmm," and I look over, and she has a handful of dirt, and she's chewing dirt in her mouth.
Yeah.
Mmm.
She wants sodium.
And so I grabbed her and pulled her away from the flower bed, and she cried because I made her stop eating dirt.
Let her eat dirt.
She's being ridiculous. She should know not to eat dirt.
I know. God, aren't babies pre-programmed
with... Jesus. Need to tell her dirt, so, not good.
I'm sure the eating of the cat turd will eventually happen, but...
Do you think so?
What are the odds? No, I mean, I don't...
You know what you should do is you should have BT almost go to eat one, and then you slap him. And she'll see that that's not something that she
should do.
That's
a good idea.
Or vice versa.
Or I'll just have BT eat the cat turd and then get really sick. Ooh. And puke, and she can watch him puke.
Right. You could fake both of your deaths, and that'll freak her out.
We'll just lay there dead, and she's like, and we'll be like, that's why you don't eat the cat turd.
You need to grow up.
Lesson learned.
Okay, so I have an idea for a topic. We're going to choose some songs, or actually we already have chosen some songs, that would be horrible to have sex to. Patrick, Jenny, and I thought about it a little bit, and we put down what we think would be the worst of the worst for us. Jenny, you want to go first?
Sure. This song, I think, at one point was like a wrestling entrance song, you know, like when the wrestlers come in.
Oh, right.
And they're like, the
here comes Triple H. And this song is by a band called The Disturbed.
I'm getting too old for this shit. Oh, ah. The monkey call.
Yeah. So, and part of the reason for me is that I think if whoever I would be having sex with, I think would probably be choking me, or like, I may not be like...
into it?
Agreeing to the sex. It might be a...
Rape.
I didn't want to say it.
This could be one of those. This could be one of those moments where you saw somebody at the pub. They look kind of hot. You struck up a conversation. You come back. He turns on a little mood music, and
yeah. And I'm like, I gotta get the
fucking
fuck
monkey
out of
call
here.
Comes out. What?
This is also a song that, too, when he's... Jenny's a woman, but when he's fucking you, he's totally... There's a mirror in his bedroom, and he's looking at himself fucking you. And he's like, God, I'm so glad I got that fucking barbed wire tattoo across my
chest.
And
he won't kiss you because he's lipping the lyrics.
And just turn up the chorus here so you can hear what it's called. I also think...
is he saying monkey down with the sickness?
I think he's saying come on.
Come on, get down.
Oh, I thought he said come on, the monkey's down with
and
the sickness.
And then it says open up your hate, I think.
If he's talking about the hate hole, that's their butt.
I think so. Pretty much he's telling you he's giving you chlamydia right now.
I think you're getting an STD immediately.
Oh, you got an STD now.
You already got down with the sickness.
Yeah, you're down with it.
He's having sex with you, and he's just like, God damn it, my abs look good.
Yeah, he's...
And he's got nipple rings.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, let's not knock nipple rings. Seriously.
He just said that's a nipple ring, dude.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think I carry my cigarettes?
And he definitely stripped out of his tap out t-shirt before we got it on.
You had
on.
To peel it off of him because you know that thing was three sizes too small.
He's bragging about how he's going to give you the Chuck Liddell.
five. Ugh, gets you in the figure four.
Yeah, he has to do like a finishing move on me.
Wouldn't it be awesome if his bed wasn't shaped in an octagon?
It has a ring around it. We're just bouncing off those
empty bottles of sports drinks all over the place.
Oh,
or
totally. What's the monster?
Yeah. That's just too easy.
Yeah, all right. It kind of is, isn't it?
Well, the one I chose could actually be used as a good fucking song, but I think that it would end up ugly.
And
I don't for Bull. I just see both participants just choking each other because the song is just driving you crazy. And it's called "The Bird Is a Word." What's the actual title?
Surfing Bird.
Surfing Bird.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's like the rabbit pump.
Yeah.
This copy is sponsored by Black and
It's a. At one point, you're just punching each other in the gut.
Punch, punch, punch to the beat.
Can you see it, though? You're like, yeah, okay, we can fuck to this.
Yeah, but she's like, why is he fucking me like this and to this song?
You're like, all right, good idea, huh? Right?
The bird is the word.
And then you're like, right, here's where things start to get weird. Wait a minute, it starts over? You're fucking kidding me.
She's like, this is the worst 2 minutes and 21 seconds of my life.
This really makes me want to, like, Wikipedia this song. And, like, what is this song really about? Is there some sort of hidden drug meaning?
Jenny, like, listen to the words.
It's called Ben.
It's about the fucking bird.
The bird is the word. Well, everybody knows that the bird is a word.
See, okay, you're almost done fucking. Back into it. Ready?
That's cunnilingus right there. That's when you have to go down on her.
Right. Again.
So maybe it turns around and now you're really fucking at this point again. You're choking each other to shit.
If you
you're turning purple, but
if you
know.
Get through that part, you've got a keeper. If she's just like, yeah. My name's the fucking bird.
Just punching each other in the face.
I'm the bird.
All right, so that's I don't think I could do it.
I think she would also be sitting there going, wow, I haven't been fucked like this since junior high school. Like,
yeah, really.
It kind of feels...
That lasts way longer than junior high.
Also,
so
if
you gotta be an adult for the bird.
If you fuck the living hell out of her throughout that whole song, and then, you know, whatever, you could text her and say... Did you hear about the bird?
That's like your code.
The bird's a word. Hey. She's like, fuck yeah.
When she's really
Surf's
drunk
up.
And wants you to come over, she goes like, I'm done.
Surf's up, bitch.
Well, for my...
have you heard about the word?
My next pick, I want to bring it down to some sensitivity here. This is what you don't... as a guy, I'm going to speak from a guy's perspective here. If you go to some girl's house and you're getting ready to do it and she puts this shit on, get ready for some crying because she's got some emotional troubles.
It's a deal breaker.
Okay.
It's a deal breaker.
Sorry, Patrick, go ahead.
I'm going through the rest. Like, she'll start crying. Like, this song will be on. I will stop having sex. I'll go through her other CDs just to get confirmation, and they're all going to tell me, yeah, this is a deal breaker.
See, I have pent up shit in my psyche just for the woman that tries to play that card on me, because I will flip it around. I will start crying. I will be in the fetal position. I'll start barfing, and I will be bad.
And then she'll all of a sudden snap
she'll
out of it.
Like,
and go,
she's like, holy
you?
Shit. And you're like, I can't stop. Sorry, Jenny.
No, I like that. That's good. Either that or she'll be like, I finally found the man I can marry.
And then you need to run like hell. Just jump out the fucking window naked.
Right through the glass.
Wearing your fucking Luke Skywalker underoos. Just jump right
it
out.
Just leaves the outline of you in the wall.
Right.
You want to just play this one?
Just go for it.
You say, I only hear what I want to. I don't listen hard.
See, this could go for, this is what I sing to her while I'm fucking her. Lipping the words.
Well, if she puts it on and you know the words, then the match is
And I start crying, and I'm just crying, singing. What is this song?
It's
called
Lowe,
You
dude.
Say.
What year is this?
This is in like the early 90s.
No, it was 90. It was actually 94.
And she was the girl that came out with the quirky glasses.
This was the song from Reality Bites.
Oh. Let's give a listen. Jesus. You guys know the words.
I knew that I was wrong. Yes.
But I missed you.
Of course we know the words. We were alive in 1994.
This is musical laxative.
Oh my God.
I missed you.
And this is where you go, have you ever, like, leave her a Liz Phair CD.
Can you think that, like, Lisa Loeb is, like, an attractive girl?
I don't know.
She's cute. Like, she's quirky. She has glasses, plays the guitar.
I kind of want to punch her in the face.
See, I don't know if this came out, I'd be confused. I mean, I would be, is this contemporary?
Is this Lady Gaga?
Is this Gaga?
Is this the Gaga?
Is this Gaga Unplugged? What is this?
Wow.
What you got there?
If she put this on...
Got any condiments in your fridge?
This is the thing, Jenny. If a woman put this on and we were like about to do it and this song like clicked on, like, you know, I can't see her, but she has a remote and she's like, you know, disc 3, track 4. And this came on, and we were starting to do it, and I look over, and she's just looking up at me, smiling, going, what a fucking idiot. I'm going to start laughing. I will marry her right there.
Sure, if it's done in a sarcastic way.
Like, I'm going to fucking test you, motherfucker.
The girl that puts that on is not right in the head.
No, there's not enough cuddling. There's not enough time for the cuddling I have to do, like, post-coitus.
Exactly. You do 15 minutes of fucking, and you're cuddling for 40 years.
40 years, you have to put, like, water bottles on the front and the back of her stomach, like, hot water bottles and, like, fucking cold towels on her forehead.
That's when you whip off your shirt and turn around, and there's a Lilith Fair flyer tattooed on your back. You're like, I get it.
Let's not knock the Lilith Fair, can we not? There's some really good artists that have performed at that.
All right, so I think the Where Boners Go to Die song is the next choice that I have here. Because, for one, I hate this fucking song. As a child, I hated it. I don't give a shit what seed you came from, dick. Your song sucks still. And I can't believe you're riding on the coattails of this shit. And... actually, you know what? Maybe this is, you find somebody you like and you test the waters with this. You go, let's fuck to this.
I would like to talk about, we talked about this a lot of the time, the law of averages, a lot of humans. There has to have been human beings in this world who have fucked to this song and had no problem with it.
Well, yeah, the random.
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah, random. It's in your random tray.
I wish that these people could have died because I agree. I think we should just play it and let it. And think the listeners, we're going to go into it.
We'll be quiet.
I want to think about it. I want to think about, like,
let the song speak for itself.
You're trying to get there. You're making out with her. The bra's undone. She's undoing your pants. And you
just did a line of Viagra.
You are fucking ready. She is ready. But
and this
or
comes
he
on.
Is ready because we have female listeners. But they put this on.
Your
and
dick
you have
never
to get
gets.
It. The song doesn't. It doesn't matter what gender you are. Like, this is wrong.
There's a
record
boner
scratch.
A boner sniper just.
But you try to muddle through.
You might have heard this before. I know I have. This song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
I want to lemonade and punch someone. Those are my two feelings. That
I like how he has to talk.
That was just the name of this song.
There, and it's about Alice.
Well, that's probably
it's about a restaurant, too.
Alice's Restaurant.
And I already told you.
You couldn't do it, though, right?
I can't do
Nobody?
It.
Nobody? Anything you want at Alice's, except a boner.
Why was the song popular? Why?
Because he's Woody Guthrie's son.
I'm going to stop it for a second. How long have, would I ask you, Jenny and June, how long have you now been having sex just listening to that thing?
Well, since the song started.
I've had sex like 4 times since the song started.
I had sex once.
Okay.
To completion.
You guys just went through 56 seconds of the song, and guess what? You have another 22 minutes to go.
See, that's the killer. You know what? This song, okay, Having sex to this song and keeping an erection is like looking at a naked picture of Hillary Clinton and trying to beat off to it. It's a boner graveyard. You might as well just kiss it goodbye, buddy, because it's not going to happen. Really? Hillary Clinton now, you don't think like...
I'm going to throw out like a B. Arthur.
See...
B. Arthur,
yeah,
really?
But no, that's fucked up because B. Arthur, if I saw B. Arthur naked, I would definitely beat off to completion just to say I did it.
And, Margaret Thatcher, really? Okay, Margaret Thatcher. We'll leave it at that.
See, that's unfair, though. See, I for some reason, I'd have to beat off to completion just to prove that I'm a master of my domain.
That's what I'm, yeah.
Yet this, I don't think I could, even with a beautiful woman.
I think of that scene in Boogie Nights when he's just trying to jerk off because he's so high on coke. That's what it's, and he's like, come on, I got to get up because you got to get ready for a scene. It's this.
They used to have a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be.
Because see, when you're having sex, sometimes your mind wanders.
It's not even spoken word, which sucks.
Like, I can do
this.
And then there was another part of the restaurant that they had cooked hot dogs in, and they had buns and sometimes mustard. Over here is where they had the chandelier.
And you looked outside the window, and there was a chipmunk we called Chippy, and he'd run up and down the tree all day long.
Somebody has had to have had sex to this song.
Hippies.
Pushing rope, buddy. Pushing rope.
Hippies have.
I don't know what pushing rope means.
Limp dick.
Oh, okay. I totally know.
All right.
What it means.
We're going to forget that ever happened, and I'm going to bring us up to something super happy.
Okay.
This song, actually, I think that we all three agreed that we all like this song. This is a very it's a good song. It gets stuck in your head. But I cannot imagine trying to be sexy to this song and not just be able, just like you being able to keep a straight face.
You could be sexy to this song, Jenny. Oh, yes, you could.
I don't think so, Pat.
You could be sexy to this song.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so bright.
I know when you could fuck to this.
When?
If you're on the back of a unicorn just running down a rainbow.
True. True. And it does have a nice
tempo, fuck tempo.
Yeah. Oh my God, Jenny claps on the two and the four. No, she claps on the one and the three.
It's a nice beat. It is about love.
See, the thing though is if somebody put the song, it's like, I really love fucking to this song, I could be like, all right. I want to hear the song after we have fucked and we can like run outside and get a sandwich. Like,
yeah,
run down
when you're on the sex high.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sex. Well, you know what? This is where
kisses don't matter.
This is where you'd make horny snow cones with the Snoopy snow cone machine.
Yes.
Like, she's on top making you snow cones, and you got the Snoopy snow cone on your chest. And you're feeding each other.
This just went to a weird place.
I know. I'm kind of retracting it. That maybe you could do it to this song. Maybe you could figure out a little game to play.
And you know what? Fucking. And then you get punched in the face maybe once or twice.
She's macrame.
Bring it back to reality.
You're frosting.
Where's the fucking Jimmy's?
Eating just a mound of frosting on your chest.
Yum, yum, yum,
sunshine,
yum.
Sunshine, lollipops, and Jimmy's.
Sugar
everywhere.
High, I'm fucking out your brain tonight. You'll be empty tomorrow.
So I don't know. That one's wishy-washy.
No, I'm kind of retracting it.
I could see where if you're not in the right mood, it could be weird.
Yeah.
That's also a really weird song that... If you're going to have if I was going to have sex with a girl and I really didn't like her but I wanted to have sex, I would put that song on just to see what she does as kind of a psychological experiment.
You got a notepad? You're taking notes?
Yes, I'm sitting there going,
how does this song make you?
How you feel?
Tell us, how does this song make you feel?
And she's like, that was kind of weird. We listened to that song and I'm like, yes, you are very pliant.
All right, what's the next one?
This is the song that you and Jenny agreed together.
Yeah, we kind of collaborated on this one because it's the most awful song on the planet.
This is the worst song, I think, in the history of songs. Excuse me.
It is.
Let's just play it.
Into a crisis shines when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out. What's in my
It's very preachy.
It's also a song when you're having sex too. If she's saying what's going on, I feel like I'm raping her.
What's going on?
Hey, okay, what's going on?
Let the Rehibinol take hold, sweetie.
Oh God. When she's doing the haze and
isn't she wearing like a slash hat too?
Have you ever had sex with a woman who when she's brought to climax just sounds like she's like like she makes these weird noises? It sounds like her singing, and I don't like it because
I don't like it.
No, it sounds barn animal, you know.
Oh God, I just want to like I want to play.
And this song is how long? It's like 15 days long. It's fucking it's I hate this long. Shit.
I was there's a karaoke bar here in Portland that I actually was at with Colorado Kenny once, and they actually had one of the, you know, like the little plastic menu things they'll have on tables that'll say specials or whatever. Mm-hmm. They had one on that said these songs are absolutely prohibited from being sung here. And the way we found out that this list existed is because Kenny tried to sing a Doors song. Oh. And the list said Love Shack, Four Non Blondes, and like some other various turds of songs. And then at the bottom it said, or anything by the Doors.
Fucking bless that heart. It bless his heart.
It wasn't anything. But this was one of the songs, and I applauded them. All the songs they had on their list, I fucking wholeheartedly agreed with. If you ever see somebody get up to sing this...
just shoot
they
them.
They're a dick.
And you know what else is really shitty about this song? Is it just repeats itself.
Yeah.
It's just over and over and over, and it's the same shit.
Yeah.
It's what's the runtime on this?
It's 5 minutes long.
Jesus. So it's 4 minutes too long.
Yeah, and it's also, like, the chorus, it's not like they jump to a chorus where the progression is different. It's one of those songs, and there's lots of them, where the progression... Of the verses are the exact same in the chorus. It's not even like a jump into a different chord. It's the same thing for 5 minutes.
Also, there should be a machine. Go ahead, sorry.
And I have no problem with certain songs. I've heard songs that don't do that, but this one's like, we're not done. We got to throw in more harmonies.
It's awful. Oh, it's going to remain awful. Wait, it's going to still be awful.
Also, there should be a machine. There should be a machine built that goes back in time and finds people that have an epiphany listening to this song and kind of go, yeah, what is going on? And you just fucking shoot them.
I
haven't thought about this before. Just like,
but
boom.
What is going on? What? I wake up in the morning and I step outside.
I take a big breath and I feel fucking high.
I scream at the top of my lungs. Bam, you're
you know
dead.
This woman is laughing at us now. Like, she is.
Do you know? You know what? She's actually a songwriter.
Yeah, she writes for Pink.
Yes, and she writes for Pink.
She's fucking.
She's like, richer than all of our every friend we've ever shit. Had, all put together.
Well, still want that machine. All right, what's the next one?
And she probably hated the song. She recorded it, and she was probably like, this sucks, and the record label was like, that's the single, and she's like, I don't want that to be a single.
And it was. It was a one-hit wonder.
Also, that machine immediately goes to weddings, where this is the wedding dance song, and just annihilates them before they can breed.
Yeah, just wipe out that entire wedding, all the guests.
Bye-bye. Sorry about that.
That is another show is like,
and
songs
the time machine
that
looks
people
like that
choose for wedding songs. That should annihilate the entire wedding party.
Okay.
I like that one.
Also, the machine that takes you through time looks like that big dumb hat she wears. So they're kind of drawn to it. Ooh.
Ooh, what's that?
Ooh, is that a Three Non Blonde hat?
There's goggles right around the brim.
All right, what's the last one?
This is the,
this is the
final.
Okay, this one is not only the worst song to have sex to, but a song to test your partner with.
How do you test your partner with?
Just let it roll, and if she says something, maybe
she's a geeber.
She's a geeber. She has a conscience.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor.
Song's so romantic.
Upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night,
I just thought of something awesome. Putting this song to the twins from The Shining. Just throw them in the video randomly.
Just
my name
is
Lucas. But right, you know, she's into doing it, then she's a keeper. She doesn't have issues with my lifestyle.
I love to fuck to child abuse. Mm. It's my favorite.
But wouldn't that be great? You're like laying down, you hit the shuffle button on your CD player, and boom, Luca comes on.
Have you ever been this has happened? Have you ever had sex? It's happened to me. We were having sex with a girl, and her CD player is exactly on random, and you're doing it, and she's like, "I can't do this anymore," and gets up and switches it. Because that has happened to me. I think it was Rusted Root.
I don't know. I'm like,
why is Rusted Root in your CD player? She's like, dude, I haven't turned that. Like, there's like, that's a 5-disc changer. I've been only using one, like, disc. So like four other things have been in there for the last 2 years.
I just watched Peter North films while I'm doing it exclusively. So, no, I haven't had that problem. Anyway, we're going to take a fake break. When we come back, we got some more goodies and some more douchebags for you. We'll be back, and until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
You've got your sunrise, you caught a prize, you're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites, you, your friends, and your Johnson. Rooster tails, water trails, you, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights, you, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
All right, we are back from fake break. I feel like I need to do a Hideous Creature Show confidential.
Ooh, it sounds juicy.
There's a time with all fake radio that we have to kind of share our secrets. Some of our are maybe dark, maybe not, but it's time for maybe the listener to get a little bit more knowledge about what we're all about, what makes us tick. And mine is, and I don't know if you guys know this, but I love popping zits. I had a zit on my face the other day, and I didn't pop it right off the bat. I let it sit all day until nighttime.
What kind of willpower do you have?
Evidently, I have super willpower, but I tell you, my fingers touched all the time. I'm like, ooh, is it bigger? Is it bigger? And I got home to where I could get in front of a mirror and do the deed, and it was worth it. It was glorious.
I can't ever wait.
So you just go for it?
No,
without looking at it though, you don't get the gratification.
No, I would go look. I mean, I would go find a mirror and look, but I can't ever wait until the zit is ready. I always go too soon.
So even when it just starts to become a zit, you try to do it?
I can't help it. Like if I could just wait a little longer, it would be so much better of a pop, but I can't.
See, I wait. I try to wait. So am I alone or do you guys love it too?
No, I love it.
Patrick?
Sorry, my mic wasn't on. Popping zits. I do it. I do it too soon, like Jenny.
As soon as it's red, you go for it?
No, when it's like black, when you can just feel it and it doesn't even look like anything, you try to do it and then you have to carve it out. Because you know when I look at zits, I think there's this weird center that kind of glows in the middle under your skin. And if you get that out, then the zit will never come back again.
Right.
And I always do it too soon.
You are banned.
I want to take an X-Acto knife into my face just to rip that root out. Like it's a root.
I want the root.
Yeah, it's a root. You know it's there, and it never is.
If you wait till the right time, though, you can get like the pop where it like goes all over the mirror, like that's it the just best. Explodes,
and it makes the crack sound.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I had a really, really bad ingrown hair, and it wouldn't go away. I couldn't get to it. It wouldn't do its thing.
You should have called me up. I would have brought over an X-Acto knife.
No, I went and bought a zit popping tool. I will show you guys a zit popping tool. Hold on.
Jenny, you like to pop zits.
Yes.
Do you pop your husband's zits?
Yes.
Like on his back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not like on his face. I mean, his face is his own turf. He can get to that.
Right. But like on places
back,
he can't reach.
Yes.
Here it is. This is a zit popper.
That looks like a dental scraper.
It does. It does. It looks like a dental tool. I'm going to buy this for both of you guys so you can have it. It works awesome. It's great.
And that's really what it's for.
Yeah. I was online and I had that ingrown hair that I couldn't get. So I went online and like how to learn how to kill it. Like I'm Schwarzenegger and the zit's the predator. And I actually found this tool, and it works really good. And
I never knew such a thing existed.
Yeah, it's got one for the huges and one for the little ones. It's good stuff. But I'm going to get you guys each one.
I think
Merry Christmas. Early Christmas.
But you're going to get us this, and we're going to use them on premature zits, because we're going to use them
Well, maybe if I have a tool, I'll actually be professional and wait about it. No, I won't.
You won't.
So I was away for a second. You do BT?
Yeah.
I don't have anyone to
talk to. If they'll let me.
I had a girlfriend once, and we had what was called back patrol. Is this gross?
No, that's called love.
See, this is one of those things that nobody talks about, but everybody does.
Yeah. No, BT and I will both get very excited if there's
BT
a prospect.
BT likes popping your zits?
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm not crazy. I thought for a little bit, I kind of was weary about talking about it, but
no,
I'm glad I did. I've opened up a new window. I thought I was the only one.
No, people like popping other people's zits, supposedly.
Is it gratifying or what? Why? Is it like, you know what I think it is? That's why people like to pop those, the styrofoam
bubble
stuff,
wrap.
The bubble wrap. Kind of has that same thing.
Yeah, I don't know why it's so gratifying, but it is.
I saw an app.
Each one is different.
An app that was a
like
zit popping app.
Snowflake. What?
It was a zit popping app for the iPhone.
They have an app for everything. Weird.
They have an app for everything. Okay.
I mean, like if it's your own zit, sometimes, popping it is really like it hurts, and
right.
when you know, then it's relief for you. But I don't know why popping other people's zits is so fun, but it is.
I feel,
and also a little disgusting. I mean, it is.
No, it's gross as hell.
One of the best shared experiences I ever had with a romantic partner was the one time when there was a zit on my back I could not reach. She was just like, "I'm gonna get it one day," and she actually was like, "I'm not touching it. I'm going to give it a week." And she gave it a week, and then she went there and she popped it, and I heard it crunch. I heard it like crack.
Oh, the crack.
I heard that.
Whoa.
And
he just popped his knuckles.
I wish I could do that.
Oh, sweet Mingus.
I just moved my ass cheeks and some zits popped. But I heard that, and she just went, "Oh my God." Like, she was so astonished. And I went, "What?" And she was like, "You don't know." Like, in wonder, you don't know the amount of things that just came out of your back right now. And then she sat there and she's like, "Hold on, I gotta get," like, I've never heard anyone I've ever dated say, "I have to get a warm and cold compress." And she did this like cold compress, warm compress thing. And I'm like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "It's gonna make all of the shit come up to the surface."
Sounds like heaven.
And then she just squeezed it. And we were sitting there watching a Lifetime made for TV movie, like The Stranger Next Door,
starring Patrick Duffy.
And she just sat there and goes, "This thing will not end." And I was like, "Well," and after a while, I was like, "Great." And I was like, "Well, maybe we should get some tacos." She's like, "No, it will not stop." And I'm like, what a better way to spend like a Sunday afternoon.
Was that before kids?
No.
Pre-kids?
No.
After kids?
No.
Last week?
Sure.
That sounds like excellent for the popper and the poppy. I would take either one.
It was
so
mutual. It was like everyone got off.
Okay.
Yeah, I would take either.
It was kind of like, wow, that was the best zip popping I've ever had. Oh my God, you were the one for me.
So now that we've established that
she did not let me pop her zits.
We've established that this happens. Let me know, okay, just establishing the rules, the pain rule. Where you're like, stop, or you're like, go. Was that, do you guys have that thing?
It depends.
Thing, or?
Sometimes it hurts too much.
You're like, fucking stop it.
I say, go. And what if it hurts? I said, go. If it hurts, go. And then you get an experience.
Then you just put that on and it drowns out the screams.
So if hold on, like, it's kind of like one of those people, and people tell me stories, I've never had this, with some dumbass fucker who's trying to take blood and doesn't know how to get a vein, and they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry." They're like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry." And you're like, "Ow."
Yeah.
"Ow. Ow. Oh, hold on a second. You have weird veins." And then if it's someone trying to pop a zit and they can't do it, I'm like, "Cut the fucking shit out. You're ruining it."
Well, there's different approaches, too. Well, there's the tool.
I don't believe in this tool shit. Jesus Christ.
I'm excited for
amateur,
the tool.
But amateur hour over here.
I've heard,
Patrick.
Hold on a second, got to get from another angle. And then, like, the fingers, like, move, like, 90 degrees. And then there's, like, kind of like a... like the fingers move on the zit and then they move again. It's like prying up all that fucking toxin, and then they squeeze it and you're like, ow, and they're like, sorry. And I'm like, no, it, you could hear it. It was done. Like, it was.
Well, I'm happy to know that I'm not the freak in the room.
You are the freak in the room.
Well, not the freakier.
Jenny and I have been lying to you just because we were outside and saying we got to make June good. We need to make June feel good.
Agree
today.
With well, everything June says. Well, he's very fragile. Right.
I saw one the other. Well, and also you wake up in the morning, you're like, ooh, hello, friend. Hey, I didn't see you. I didn't feel you. And you're like, surprise, morning popper. That's good stuff.
It sucks when you like stretch and all of a sudden your hand touches one and it's in a place that you cannot get it. And I've sometimes thought, like, to be completely honest, I've thought, like, would June do this for me?
I would. I swear to God, I would.
Would Jenny do this for me? Yeah. Like, Jenny would be like,
I
no.
I totally would.
I totally would
for either of you.
Sits yeah. there.
Would.
Like, back at you, Jenny. You too. I'd get yours.
On the back, like, right in the middle of your back. You're like, this is one. Have you ever had those ones that leave the scars? Like, you pop them, and then all of a sudden, 2 years later, you're like, what's that little, oh, that's that zit I popped in 2010.
Like, it looks like a piece of toast with Jesus' face on it.
And I'm like, who can I call? It needs to get out. I don't want to think about it anymore. I never thought that you would be like, I do it.
All right, well, good to know. I feel better as a human being. Let's move on to the douchebags of the week.
Stay out of your mom.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Okay, this particular story comes to us from Coachella, California, which I think Patrick and I were talking is the place where they have that big, or you were saying it's the place where they have that big music festival, right?
It's Coachella. How many Coachellas can there be?
It's got to be.
There's not a Coachella in, like, Vermont.
It's not like a Hamilton. Like, everywhere there's a Hamilton, you know?
I know about it. The only reason I know about it is because Jimmy Kimmel did a bit on it.
Yeah.
I'd never even heard of this music festival.
Well, anyways, the city of Coachella will no longer be issuing permits to ice cream truck drivers. And the vendors who already have permits will be allowed to continue selling the ice cream.
Ah, ice cream.
Local leaders say that there are too many vendors already, and recent crime involving drivers was more of a reason to pass the measure. Recent run-ins with the law include one ice cream truck driver arrested for DUI, and another was cited for urinating inside his truck. Hey, it's his own truck. Last month, police arrested...
It's not like there's a bathroom in there.
No, and now you think about it, where do those ice cream truck guys go?
Into a Starbucks, but you have
Stadium
to
buddy,
you have
right?
To yeah.
Stadium yeah.
Buddy. Stadium buddy. You know what Stadium Buddy is, right?
I think so.
Stadium Buddy is a condom-like catheter you put over your dick, and then you have a receptacle on your ankle, and you piss into it.
So it's like a poor man's catheter.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. But the theory of it was that if you're at a football game or a basketball game,
you'll never miss a play.
You wouldn't miss a play. Now, David Sedaris is the one that privied me to that.
David Sedaris goes to a lot of football
games.
He
has a new book out, by the way.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Last month, police arrested a 40-year-old man for exposing himself to children on at least two occasions while selling ice cream.
Okay. The first one, what happened with the first one? Did he go to jail and then just go right back to the ice cream truck?
They just fined him. It was the first offense.
Yeah, they arrested him for exposing himself at least two occasions, not two arrests.
I can't think, okay, Patrick, your kids... Mm-hmm. are over here.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they walked into the bathroom, I can't think of any time that the boys would ever see my biz.
One of your roommates, like you have roommates. One of your roommates could walk out of his house like naked, like, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. And he just like woke up and that's fine. Like he's like, well, you're in his house, but I don't think you'd have any roommate to be like, hey, boys, let's talk about fucking Eastern philosophy.
I don't think that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's no chance of anybody seeing my dick. And women and men, by the way,
oh,
at this
dick.
Point in my life.
I don't care about your dick. I've seen
but
your
it's
dick.
Just when you get caught exposing yourself to kids.
While selling ice cream.
And then you're like, oops, sorry about that. I fucked up. My bad. But I am such an ice cream enthusiast that I have to get back in the industry. And then your balls just kind of fall out of your
this is my livelihood.
Your Daisy Dukes.
you want the dilly bar?
It's not even the
dude. Who wants a shack attack?
It's not even the guy who was pissing in his truck. Like, if he was pissing in his truck and a kid saw it, maybe I could understand that. But he wasn't.
He was just getting out his choco taco.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that I don't think that my wiener is ever exposed to the eyes of children and never will be until I have a kid.
Yeah, mine is all the time. It's like, hey, knock when you.
Yeah, but your
you
dick doesn't count.
Door. Not to my own children.
See, no. I want
to.
Right.
Right. Well, now you can go, look at your little dick. Daddy's got a huge cock.
It's really not huge.
It is to them.
It is to them and their little kid eyes.
They have rulers. They know scale. It's really not.
Thank God they're not on the metric system.
Theirs aren't wider.
All right, Jenny, where's this go?
That's it. It just says the city's ice cream truck ordinance only applies to trucks. It does not include small push carts, which are already illegal.
They have foreskins.
Do they have to go through all the food ordinance, like the taking the food handlers test and all that shit?
No other state
of
Oregon.
Yeah, that's only Oregon.
They have to get a business license, but... You know, it's like, hey.
No, they just have to have a driver's license. I guess.
They probably have to, like, I'm selling shit down around town. Like, they have to, like, work for some. Yeah, they don't have, like, Oregon just has.
You know, dick exposure or not, I would gladly gaze cock to get a choco taco right now. It's so hot in this room.
It's so hot in here.
I just had sweat fall into my eye and it stings.
I would take Polaroids of his wiener if I could have a fucking popsicle.
Patrick, what do you got?
Deborah Ann Burns, who is 37, told police that she was watching TV night in a Florida home when her boyfriend, Willie Butler, a boyfriend of 6 years, walked by her and farted in her face.
Classic Willie.
Burns then confronted them about the fart, and Willie became agitated, telling her to shut up.
Classic Willie again.
The ensuing confrontation, Burns allegedly grabbed an 8-inch kitchen knife and threw it at the 53-year-old boyfriend, striking him in the stomach. Butler, who suffered a minor laceration, it's fucking minor. Like, put a Band-Aid on that shit.
Yeah, shut the fuck. Bitch. Be a man.
He was treated at the scene. Your tax dollars at work, Florida. Pictured in the above mugshot, Burns was arrested for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. She was booked into the county jail where she being held in bond, a $50,000 bond for throwing a knife at somebody.
Yeah,
there are child rapists who have less bonds than that. She's also a convicted felon. I forgot to read that.
Oh, well, yeah. Repeat.
That's it. So a dude just walks by, farts right in her face. She throws a knife at him.
She does not have it.
Huh?
I will not have this. She is basically establishing the fact that, fuck you can't fart in my face anymore.
Jenny, have you ever farted in somebody in your lover's face?
Actually, this is a question I'd like the answer
no.
to. Really? Never?
Has your lover ever farted in your face?
I don't think so.
Have you ever been in bed with someone and they decided to give you a Dutch
yes,
oven?
Yes, of course. Right. Kind of I guess that's thing. Kind of farting in the face.
That's farting on your body and your face.
Yeah.
Your soul. I have never farted in any girlfriend's face.
Yeah, that's
mean. On purpose.
Have you ever been sitting there in bed with them and then farted and just going, oh, she can't do anything about it. She's not getting up.
Well, yeah, I like the power play, too, but I've never, like, done it in her face.
Yeah, in the faces. I mean, like, a Dutch oven is different. You're not meaning to do it, like, in their face.
Dutch ovens are hilarious. It's classic.
I was going down on a chick once, and she farted right in my face. I don't think it was intentional, but she did fart in my face.
You're fucking kidding. I don't believe you at all.
No.
Jenny, yay or nay?
I don't know. I believe him.
No, I
don't.
I know it was because I looked at her, and I'm like... Did you just queef or was that a fart? And she started laughing. And the thing was, is when she started laughing and then she started, you know, when that thing is when you laugh and you go, ha ha ha, and you fart like, she started farting while she was laughing. And I go, oh my fucking God.
I don't believe you. If a girl ever farted in my face while I was doing the deed, I would punch her in her pussy.
Her vagina smelled so horrible anyway. You could
see now
smell
he's lying.
Fart.
He's lying.
No, I'm trying to cover up the fact that she did fart in my face. I didn't give a shit. I was hammered.
No.
Romance in the air.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows everywhere.
Fuck you for calling me a liar. This happens. This happens when you're in a relationship with someone. You get over it, and you're just like, okay, you farted in my face. You fart on my dick, like, all the time, like, 3 times a day.
Yeah, but I get my dick ready for farts. Like, I have,
not
like...
you're sleeping.
Well, no, I put my dick in one of those little deep-sea diving costumes with the, you know, the metal hat on it. How many beers have you had? He's getting into that beer realm where he starts making up weird stories.
Fuck you.
Are you serious?
You have these. I am
pinky
fucking,
swear?
I am
pinky
fucking
swear.
Completely. I was going down on a woman and she farted in my face. And I'm
all
like,
right.
Did
I
you fart
you
on me or was there air passed out of your vagina? And she started laughing. And when she laughed, more farts came out.
Okay.
I believe him.
I believe you now. You pinky sweared. If you go back on a pinky swear, though, Patrick, I will never trust you again.
You don't trust me now,
never.
Obviously.
No, I trust you enough
this
to give
happened.
You the potency of the pinky swear.
And I was just like, that's fucking disgusting.
It is
open
disgusting.
The fucking window.
Punch that pussy.
And then we just decided to have sex, and then I was just thinking like...
Oh, now we're going more in depth.
That's the beer talking.
Mm-hmm.
That did happen.
It's so hot in here, I'm about to fart on both of you.
What's the next story, Jenny?
A Michigan man who pleaded no contest to having sex with two dogs felt the bite of a wary judge on Monday.
Is that guy's copy? Mm-hmm. You didn't make that up?
No, you can tell Jenny's like, I'm reading copy and I'm good at it. It's clever.
Curtis Peterson, 36, was sentenced to between 1 and 15 years. That's a really big gap
here.
Wait
1 sec, Jenny. I'm sorry to cut you off. Patrick, can you turn that fan on? We're going to die if it doesn't get turned on.
Hicks seemed to be worried. He seemed to be worried the man from Muskogan was risked to repeat the offense. I fear for what he might do in the community. The Daily News report said that he was caught twice by a friend and once also in April. So is that 3 times total? I think
it's 3 all day. Yeah.
3 all day. He was having sex with the dog. It was disgusting. Oh, she caught him. How grody. After the April incident, he told the police, hey, I was just playing with the dog.
Hey, the dog is a friendly dog.
The dog likes to sit on my lap.
The dog is a gregarious dog. We're all pack animals.
The Michigan Live reported that they think that the client has, quote, mental retardation and is on psychiatric medication. From his mugshot, he looks like he has mental retardation.
He looks like me when I don't shave.
No, he doesn't look like that. Okay, sex with dogs, good or bad? I say good for the dog,
depends
bad
on
for
the
peoples.
Breed. Some dogs, pretty nice.
Golden
so
even,
no matter what position you're in and you're having sex with a dog, it's always doggy style.
Right.
Or is there some weird move where...
No,
I'm
it's
trying to put it together
style.
In my head. It just
do
seems...
you have a lot to drink today, June?
No, I have so much horny to give to the world. I'm trying to reciprocate. I don't. Having sex with an animal is always bad, right?
Yes.
Unless you're on a desert island, you guys lock eyes, and she's lived there a long time. And you're like, hey, you know, you're kind of a nice iguana.
You're a nice wildebeest. I like your style.
I like you. You are a digger. I like it.
You know where the onions are.
I like to see you rooting around over there.
You're a forger. You know what? You know where to find water. And that's why I fell in love with you. But the sex, yeah, it's pretty good too. Do you ever know? Okay, this is an observation off subject that I made the other day. I posted on YouTube. But Randy Newman sings like Tracy Morgan talks. Agree or not agree?
I think you're onto something.
I can go with that.
Okay, just getting it. So, sex with dogs, bad.
That was going somewhere.
Bad.
No.
Bad.
Man's best friend, huh? Yeah, so I...
Fucking making...
Gross.
Having sex with dogs, having sex with any animal is gross. And when it comes to the point where you realize that I need to fuck this thing that isn't, a sock or a t-shirt or something...
That has a pulse?
Right. When it's an animal or you got to recalibrate.
Yeah.
You have to take yourself out of whatever environment you are in and you're existing in that evidently you are way too comfortable to be in and you need to readjust.
I say go to Alaska or Antarctica.
That's where all the well, that's a big game fuckers are up there. They
want
to do a polar bear.
Antelope.
Seal. Yeah, I want to see a dude try to fuck a polar bear or a seal. They'll fuck you up.
That would be perfect. That sounds good to me. I like it.
So we have 3 boot douchebags this week. The city of Coachella wants to ban ice cream trucks for exposure reasons. A woman stabbed her boyfriend for farting in her face. And this lovely Curtis Peterson likes to have sex with dogs around the neighborhood.
And those are your douchebags of the week for episode 179 of The Hideous Creature Show. So we've come to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. If you'd like to find more information about us or contact us, you can do so just by Googling Hideous Creature Show and we'll pop up. We'll pop up with the our website. We'll pop up with the Facebook and anything like that. Question. One last question from everybody. Is the heat absolutely fucking making you crazy?
Yes.
All right.
At this point, yes, but, you know.
It's got to be.
I need to take a shower.
I actually really want to go home because I took a shower this morning and wipe underneath my grundle and my taint with like white boxer shorts and take a picture just so you can see how much shit has amassed since I have taken a shower.
Yeah, it's got to be up in the 90s up in here. Yeah. Like I think I've sweat my body weight. I'm not even drunk anymore. So special thanks this week goes out to one Michael Kelly. Also, one special thanks goes out to one Carol Kaler and to one Sherry.
Happy, those are our moms.
Happy Mother's Day, you guys.
Happy Mother's Day.
We're going to do another show in about 7 days. It's too fucking hot. We got to get out of here.
We got to.
We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, do yourself a favor and have a wonderful, wonderful week. The intro was Airplane. If you didn't know, you're fucking dumb. Just shoot yourself. Bye-bye.